USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says all federal workers must attest their vaccination status in order to return to work.
Anyone who does not attest or is not vaccinated will be required to mask no matter where they work, test one or two times a week to see if they've acquired COVID.
Speaking from the White House on Thursday, Biden saying if you want to do business with the federal government, contractors must also be vaccinated. A new report says there could be a link between COVID-19 and the cognitive decline and acceleration of Alzheimer's-like symptoms. Researchers with an international coalition are finding memory issues and biological markers similar to those seen in Alzheimer's patients. Both diseases have been marked by inflammation of the brain. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio is looking for a co-host. Yes, you heard me correctly. Nationally syndicated radio show and popular podcast, Rockstar Radio with Billy Gerard, is looking for a co-host. In fact, two segment co-hosts. One will join Billy weekly talking about all things financial, and another for a weekly review of the national real estate and mortgage market. Co-hosting with Billy Gerard could be the move that puts your career into overdrive. For all the details and to schedule an audition with Billy, send an email to bill@rockstar.today. That's bill@rockstar.today. Or go to rockstar.today/co-host for all the details. Rockstar Radio is looking for two expert co-hosts. It could be you. Email bill@rockstar.today or go to rockstar.today/co-host. Being on the radio with Billy will make you the expert in the field. It could take your career over the moon. Get all the audition details at rockstar.today/co-host.
Millions of small businesses that received money from the Paycheck Protection Program in order to stay afloat during the coronavirus pandemic will soon be able to use an online portal to apply directly for loan forgiveness. The Small Business Administration saying the direct portal, which is set to open on August 4th, will be available to business owners with PPP loans worth less than $150,000. Previously, businesses could only apply for PPP loan forgiveness through their lender. Eligible individuals will receive an email from the SBA with a link to the portal. A new survey is revealing flight attendants dealt with a lot of bad behavior from passengers during the pandemic. It says 84% of flight attendants have had to deal with unruly passengers on board this year. The Association of Flight Attendants also saying 17% of those were involved in an incident that got physical. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
A half inch of rain fell on the bootleg fire in southern Oregon on Tuesday. Fire Operations Section Chief Karen Skoll saying that normally would have slowed the fire's growth.
That's not the case these days, and that's due to the dry fuels and the severity of the drought that is occurring.
The fire burned hotter on Wednesday, and there were near red flag conditions forecast for Thursday, which means hot, dry, windy weather. The bootleg fire has burned over 413,000 acres. A judge is saying a popular musician will face trial for tax evasion in Spain.
Shakira, Shakira.
A judge has ruled that Shakira must face trial in Spain for allegedly evading 14.5 million euros in tax. They concluded that there are sufficient indications for the Colombian singer to go to trial after she was accused of six offenses by Spanish prosecutor. Shakira could face jail time if she is found guilty. The singer, however, claims that between 2012 and 2014, her fiscal residence was in the Bahamas, so she was exempt from having to pay Spanish income tax. She claims she was in Spain sporadically during that time, but prosecutors argue that she was actually living in Barcelona for more than 6 months of the year.
Shakira, Shakira.
Oh, baby, when you talk like that.
From the USA Radio West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.